President Trump visits Texas today to survey the damage from Hurricane Harvey. Back in Washington, there are new revelations in the ongoing investigation into possible ties between Trump aides and Russia. On Monday, the Washington Post and the New York Times learned that in the months leading up to the 2016 campaign, President Trump's business was actively pursuing a deal to build a massive Trump Tower in Moscow. According to emails obtained by the Times, a Russian-born developer and associate of Trump's named Felix Sater suggested that Vladimir Putin would help Trump win the presidency. According to the paper, Sater wrote in an email to Trump's lawyer, Richard Cohen, and here's a quote, "Our boy can become president of the USA and we can engineer it. I will get all Putin's team to buy in on this. I will manage this process." Sater later writes, "I will get Putin on this program and we will get Donald elected." Now, there's no evidence that Sater delivered on his promise, and Trump's team says no one ever took him up on his offer to travel to Moscow. But Sater's emails and his relationship to the president and to Vladimir Putin are attracting interest from investigators now. With us is Rosalind Helderman. She's political investigations reporter with The Washington Post. Rosalind, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, what I just read from Felix Sater seems pretty suspicious, given all the other reporting around Trump associates and Russians, and given the Russian election interference that Robert Mueller and congressional investigators are all looking into. So what do we know?
Those emails came from this guy, Felix Sater. We've started to hear already, sort of in the last 24 hours, what the defense to this is going to be from the Trump Organization. And that is that Mr. Sater was known for his salesmanship and being a sort of colorful character. And they've tried to suggest that his emails were perhaps exaggerated and that they were not necessarily taken tremendously seriously within the Trump Organization. His correspondent, a longtime friend of his who is a close aide to Donald Trump named Michael Cohen, indicated in a statement that he's provided to Congress that we obtained yesterday that he was not routinely apprising others within the Trump Organization about the things that Mr. Sater was saying on this project. And in fact, he had spoken to Donald Trump about it only three times.
We've talked about Felix Sater on this show before, Rosalind, his years of business dealings with Donald Trump in New York, and that the president later said he barely knew Sater and couldn't even recognize him in a room if he saw him. But who is Felix Sater, and what do we know about his relationship with Vladimir Putin?
Right. Well, as you said, he is a guy with a quite colorful background. He spent some time in jail in the early 1990s after a bar fight in which he stabbed a man in the face with the stem of a broken margarita glass. In 1998, he pled guilty for his role in a $40 million mafia-related stock fraud. He served no jail time for that because he spent years afterwards secretly assisting the FBI and the CIA in national security and organized crime investigations. And as you said, there's this interesting history. He had an office in Trump Tower and did business with the Trump Organization for years, and yet Donald Trump has always claimed to barely know the man. That's one of the reasons why his reappearance in the midst of the presidential campaign, late 2015 into early 2016, is so very interesting. One thing we don't really know is the exact nature of his ties in Russia. He was born in Russia. He moved to the United States as a small child. He was raised in Brooklyn. We do know that he had ties there. He appeared to have assisted the FBI on, we think, Russian organized crime-related matters, among other things. But we don't know whether he truly had the connections that his emails to Mr. Cohen would suggest.
How important are these emails?
They're important not just for the Russia investigation, but for showing the way that Donald Trump's business interests intermingled with his political campaign. One of the things they show is that there was an active effort on the part of the Trump Organization to make a business deal and make money in a part of the world that was important on the campaign trail. As for whether it shows collusion, that I just don't know yet. I think each of these windows were getting into things that were going on within the Trump Organization and the Trump campaign provide new information that we didn't know at the time. But it's going to take Robert Mueller and his investigation to see whether these things are all linked together or just are a series of interesting coincidences.
Rosalind Helderman with The Washington Post, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.